This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, April 12. A definition of power. From Philippians 2. Christ Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Power can be dangerous. History has shown that those who love power and seek after it can do tremendous harm in the world. Power and its pursuit have corrupted many leaders in all spheres of life, causing them to seek selfish gain at the expense of others. The triune God holds the ultimate power to do anything in this world and beyond. God's desire could be to bring destruction on a rebellious world. But the Lord Almighty is also the God of compassion and love. He chose instead to offer redemption and reconciliation to the world. Jesus, the Son of God, chose to humble himself and take on mortal, human flesh. Jesus came into this world, and he could have quickly claimed rightful kingship over all. But instead he chose the posture and status of a servant, submitting to the suffering of persecution and death on a cross, so that people could live once again in the full love of God. Rather than seeking favor with rulers and power brokers, Jesus sought out people who were poor, disadvantaged, outcast, and otherwise forgotten. By his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus Christ defined ultimate power and modeled for us the loving posture of humility and service that true power displays. Is the powerful and loving Jesus your Savior? Will you pray with me? Lord Almighty, all power belongs to you. All glory and honor are yours. Yet you humbled yourself for our sake, and for that we are most grateful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.